because, you know, it wasn't long ago that Taylor Hawkins, the drummer of the Foo Fighters, passed away. And, you know, that next day we talked about it, or at least that next Monday we talked about it on air. I wrote a blog about it, got a lot of traction, a lot of good feedback, which I appreciate from you. But there's been now two concerts. There's first over in Wembley, which we were able to stream live until then they took it down after the fact, and now on Paramount. But there was another concert earlier this week that happened in L.A., and we didn't get a chance to peer into this, but I was scrolling through, and a friend of the show, a CBS national affiliate of ours here at KFGO, Steve Futterman, was there. He's got photo proof he was there, and I wanted to get a feel for the vibe. Steve, welcome back to KFGO. How you been?
Great to be with you.
So I chuckled when I was passing through, and hey, proof I was at the Taylor Hawkins tribute.
Yeah.
You got yourself circled there. I'm like, I got to reach out. I got to see if you had time. So tell me about it. How was it?
It was a fascinating concert. First of all, it was the longest concert I've ever been to in my life. Began at 7 p.m. sharp and ended at 1 a.m. sharp. Dave Grohl is able to manage all this stuff remarkably. He's the man behind all this. He's the man who got it all together, the founder of the Foo Fighters and a very close friend of Taylor Hawkins. I think he is the driving force for the concert at Wembley Stadium in London, and here in, actually, was Inglewood at the Forum, where the Lakers used to play. Now it's just a concert hall, but that's where they had it, and it was tremendous. I mean, lots of emotion, but there was also lots of celebration, lots of fun, lots of joking, but, you know, in the end, there were some of these very touching moments.
Well, and that's one thing, following some of the threads of people that had an opportunity to check out both concerts, Wembley, where it kind of felt more like that funeral. This is the mourning moment. And then they said that the L.A. concert that you were at really felt more like the, hey, it's time to celebrate the life of Taylor Hawkins. Let's rock and roll and have a party. Is that kind of the vibe you got when you were in there?
Yeah, I mean, listen, there were some tough moments. The moments when the family came on stage and you saw his son take the role as drummer with the Foo Fighters. I mean, these were emotional moments there. And there were moments when people, some of the stars would pay respects and their voice would crack. I mean, he was someone that they all liked. Dave Grohl and Taylor Hawkins, I am guessing, are two of the most popular people in the world of music around. They are both fanboys. They love all these musicians. They became friends with them. And I think that's why you saw this outpouring of support with all these performers. I mean, you had some really big names there, and it was remarkable. You had Pink, you had Joan Jett, and very types of performers. Dave Chappelle came out and sang. I didn't know he could sing. Did a decent job with Creep by Radio Man. You had the remnants of Queen, as I mentioned, remnants of the Cars. You had it was just a really nice concert, lots of cover songs. It just worked very well, I think.
Well, and there's still the verdict's still out on whether or not Dave Chappelle can actually sing, but I know he was able to go through Creep. I did catch some of that there, but I just think about.
I don't think it's the most challenging song to sing in the world of rock. So yeah,
that's fair. That's a fair one. Steve Futterman, our guest. You know, and you think about the lineup of what you just were able to watch. You know, the names, the talent, all in one stage and one concert. I know that some people are saying, "Look, it almost like rejuvenated rock and roll." And I know that's up for debate, but I'm just super jealous of you, man. Being able to watch all those acts in one sitting, albeit from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. That's a lot of standing, a lot of dancing. I'm jealous of you.
Yeah, I mean, it was funny because, you know, I was wondering, am I going to make it? You know, I had to work the next day. It was fine. It was easy. I had no problem at all. I prepared myself, did not have to leave to go to the bathroom once. Of course, I didn't really ingest much except a little bit of water during the show. I wanted to see everything. It was just really nice and brought back lots of memories. You had a Jerry Rafferty cover done. You had some Cars songs done, some Queen songs done, We Will Rock You. It was just a very nice atmosphere in the whole place. And then, of course, at the end, you had a long set. I think they did 12 songs by the Foo Fighters.
Yeah. Well, and they like to put on a show. I've been fortunate enough to see them, and I'm hoping. And up until the concert that you were at, I had my doubts. I thought there's just no way that this band continues because Taylor was so, you know, I mean, Dave Grohl said, look, I don't want to play with any other drummer in this band. You know, there's a glimmer of hope that maybe they're able to continue after this, and I think some of that was on display at that concert. Maybe I'm being hopeful, but I do hope to see them yet again live in concert, but I'm glad you got to.
Yeah, my guess, and of course it's only a guess, is that they will continue because Dave Grohl just likes this group. And yes, in a perfect world, Taylor Hawkins would still be there, but it's not a perfect world. I think he will do the best he can to replace him. If he is replaceable, and probably isn't, they'll get someone else. Bands have gone through horrible situations like this before. People have had to be replaced before in mega groups like this, and I think that's what will probably happen. That's my guess. That's my guess.
That's my hope. That's my hope, Steve, and I'm hoping, I'm making that you're right, too, with your guess. I'm going to let you go, man. Thanks for indulging me when I saw that, hey, there's somebody there that I knew. I had to reach out, put an effort in. I know how busy you are. Anything before I let you go?
Well, listen, I like the fact that people are jealous that I was there. I mean, why do you post stuff like this? You posted to say I was there, and I have proof. And, yeah, I'm glad you're jealous, so it's good.
Okay. Thanks for rubbing it in here on a Friday, Steve, my friend. I'm going to let you go. You take care, all right?
You too. All the best.
All right. Yep. Steve Futterman, CBS, our national affiliate here. He was at the Taylor Hawkins tribute. If you follow him on Twitter, you saw that photo over there. 237-5948 or 1-800-880-5346. If you want to text, 35270. We'll come back. The commissioner of our football league is here. I'll let him. He has earned the right to brag and destroy me on this show. That is After News Live. I'm Tyler Axis. Don't go anywhere.